in night. O Krishna Bhakti show comes. Even and we are going to stay 7 days and from there we will go to so many places. We will go to the groves, beautiful caves and groves where Radha Krishna pastimes were there, Kunja Leela. So more superior than Vrindavan even. And I request all, if no money problem or anything, then they must join our Brajmandal Parikrama. And it will be very gainful for you. Thank you.
Ajñānatimirāndhasya jñānañjanaśalākaya cakṣurunvilitaṁ yena tasmai śrīgurave namaḥ vañcākalpatarubhyasya kṛpāsindhubhyaiva ca patitānaṁ pāvanebhyo vaiṣṇavebhyo namaḥ namo mahāvadannāya Krishna prema pradayate Krishna ye Krishna chaitanya namne gauratise gurave gaurachandraya radhikaya tadalaye Krishna ye Krishna bhaktaya tadbhaktaya yam praprajantam anupetam apet krityam dvaipayano virahakatarayajuhavo Putreti tanmetayatarbo hinedu tam sarvabhutaridayam tavai vasmi tavai vasmi najmiyam tvayabhina iti vijjaya radhe tam naimam charanam tibhe.
My millions of humble obeisances in my lotus feet of my Gurudev, Paramarathatam, Gurudev, Om Vishnu Parsi Smad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same millions of Dandat Pranati in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parsi Smad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining O Raya Ramananda Sampara. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested Raya Ramananda to explain what is sadhan sadhan, what is the object of our devotion, and what is the process to attain. And then he began from Varnashram Dharma. And then Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then he told, to offer your all activities that you are doing in the lotus feet of Krishna. Mahaprabhu again rejected. And then he told, Swadharmatya, even you should give up your worldly or all religious activities. Swadharmatya means varnasam dharma, all you should give up. And so on. Also he told that sarva dharman pratyajyamami ekam sharanam vrajam. Oh, this is also
external.
External. Why Mahaprabhu rejected all? Like whole Gita. Up till now He has given the examples of the slokas of Gita. And one Vishnu Puran. And after that Gita. Jat Kuroshi. And also Sarva Dharma Anupatyajya Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. I have gone. Why he rejected? Oh, he has told so. That we will have to know really what is bhakti and what is going on the name of bhakti is not really bhakti. It may be some what? Sabha.
Semblance of bhakti.
Semblance of bhakti, not really bhakti. So when we will compare all these things, then you can know that what you are doing really not bhakti, it is like semblance. And then, oh, you should go in higher class of association. And then you can know all these things, where all are explained. Oh, the sadhus are explaining all these things. And you should try to follow. For this, you should know from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that Rupa Goswami has told. The essence of Vedic, Bhagavatiya and all kinds of definitions together, all together, the essence of all he has collected and told Anya Vilasita Sunyam Gyan Karmadhyana Pritam Ankulling Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Ruttama. He has told. What is the meaning? You.
In this verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, he's giving a definition of pure bhakti. And Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain this verse. Anyabhilasita sunyam jnana karmani anavritam anakulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttamam. Pure bhakti is the uninterrupted flow of devotional activities which flow just like the flow of a honey from above to below, or honey from a jar, which doesn't come as separate drops, but in an uninterrupted stream. So the uninterrupted flow of devotional activities performed by the body, the mind, the words, and the spiritual sentiments, which only come at a very high stage of devotion, which is free from any other desire than to give satisfaction to Krishna or with a motive to give welfare, well-being to Krishna. This pure devotional service is not covered by the desire to enjoy the results of my activities, nor is it covered by speculative knowledge leading to impersonal liberation. Neither is it covered by yoga or tapasya or anything. It is simply with the motive to please Krishna and give Krishna well-being. Bhakti is not in Krishna, bhakti is in the bhakta. So it's not that it's activities that give Krishna pleasure, but activities with the motive to give Krishna pleasure. Because Chandra and Mustik, the two wrestlers, gave Krishna so much pleasure in the mood of heroism. He enjoyed very much killing them. But their activity was not bhakti. But Mother Yasoda, who made Krishna weep by chastising him for stealing butter, although that made Krishna cry, and she didn't care that Krishna cried, she only cared that he would grow up to be a very good character person. And then he would have ultimate happiness. So the bhakti is in the bhakta. She didn't give Krishna happiness at the moment, but her mood was to make Krishna happy, healthy, and of good character. So this is pure bhakti.
Thank you. Oh, in more simple words, so that all can understand. with example.
This famous verse by Sri Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Swami Sindhu perfectly defines all the aspects of Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. And in the first line of the verse, Sri Rupa Goswami is giving the external symptoms.
Or don't give your mind here and there, I'm looking to all. My eyes are everywhere. If anyone is seeing here, there, thinking here and there, or sleeping even, and then I will point out that, oh, you should stand up. Then it will be a very shameful act. So be careful. Only for half an hour, you should give your attention here.
And in the second line of the verse, Sri Rupa Goswami is describing the intrinsic symptoms or nature of Shuddha Bhakti.
More louder.
In the first line, he says, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. Anya means other, Abhilasha means desire, Shunyam means devoid. So, the first important point in the performance of practice of devotional service is that the sadhak should be carefully monitor his desires and be sure that he only desires to please Krishna and no one else. And at the same time, he should not desire for anything else. If in his heart he has desired...
Or you can both come here if you like. Or there is place, enough place here. And if you want to be on chair, you can be. But better you should come to inspire me. I was thinking where you are. More. Very good. Thank you also to come. Why became late? Don't become late. Otherwise I will maybe weak. Traffic jam. Go.
Now, if the sadhak, on one hand, is engaging himself or trying himself to engage in following the links of bhakti, sadhu sangha is coming and hearing harikatha, chanting, worshipping the Lord, offering bhoga, or in so many ways he's trying to engage himself in the process of Shuddha Bhakti, but at the same time, in his heart, there are so many other desires for sense enjoyment, for name and fame, for all these things. Then, what happens? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sri Rupa Goswami, and he says, Seva jala paya utishakha padi jaye, stabda huya mulishakha padi te na paya. What happens? These little other desires, gradually, they become very strong. And what they do, they suck all the water which is actually meant for the nourishment of the main creeper of bhakti, that is bhakti laka. So instead of that creeper of devotion being nourished by performance of these devotional activities, the desire for his own pleasure, the desire for his own purposes becomes more and more nourished, and the devotional creeper becomes more and more weaker, and then eventually it dries and one loses faith in the process. So here it is very important to monitor that the motivation, the desire which we have in our heart should be only for Krishna and there should be no other desire. But there are questions. What about maintaining life? What about when we are in danger and then we are thinking, oh Krishna, please save us. Now we are crying out loud to Krishna to protect us. Now this is for our own purpose. Now how does that relates or can be adjusted in the process of bhakti. So that is why Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he used the word anya vilashita shunyam. Had he used the word anya vilasha shunyam, means no other desire strictly, then definitely there was a big problem for us. Being merciful on us, he gave us some concession. And the concession is, just like Draupadi, she was in danger. She was in great difficulty. And there was no one else to help. There were so many big, great personalities present in that assembly of Kauravas, but nobody came forward to help her. And she cried out, Lord, love. Hey, Govinda, Lal Kuraj. So, Sri Rupa Goswami is saying that only for these occasions, when any person, any sadhak, is in danger, so what happens? His normal state of consciousness is disturbed. Just like if you're driving in a car and you have an accident. So, sudden experience or that sudden shock can make us do things which we would not do otherwise. So in that sudden state, it's permissible, it's forgiven if we call out loud to Krishna to protect us. And Sri Rupa Goswami is saying, that is fine, nothing wrong. But this should not be made a regular practice. That, oh, Krishna, I need this to serve you. I need this to serve you. If I have that, then I can serve you more better, etc., etc., etc. And the long list of desires just keeps on growing and growing. Then we neglect. Our only desire is to serve Krishna, and what Krishna really needs from us, the wealth of love which we have in our heart. Nothing else he needs. Simply chanting his name under the guidance of pure devotees will please him the most and in the quickest, easiest way out. Then Sri Rupa Goswami is saying, other thing which we have to be careful of is jnana karmadi anapritam. The process of devotional service should not be covered with either karma or jnana or yoga or astrology or any other process. So here is trying to very clearly state that although until we become really, really pure to a level where deep taste or nam for the process invokes in our heart, state of ruchi, before that we need so much assistance from so many things. So he's saying it's fine, like we are hearing the verse before this, Sri Ramananda Prabhu is saying that a devotee can offer the results of his activities to Krishna. And that is also one goal. And that is also one sadhana. But what is that? That is karma mishra bhakti. Bhakti mixed with karma. But a devotee at that stage who doesn't have strong faith, strong conviction, belief that, oh, just by serving Krishna, just by taking complete shelter of Krishna, everything else in my life will be fulfilled, I'll have full protection, then he has to start from this level of offering his results to Krishna. So, but gradually he should very carefully analyze that this performance of material activities is not covering. What does that mean? That means that, oh, I want to offer a flower to Krishna. Very nice desire, because Krishna says, Padmam Krishna Phalam Bhavim, as you please. So, okay, I need to bring for a flower. But what to do? I don't have a garden. So I need to make arrangement to have a garden. Oh, but then I have to have money. Because otherwise, how will I maintain a garden? But actually the point is that if I do myself gardening, then I won't be able to engage myself in the limbs of bhakti. So I need to appoint a gardener who will do for it. So he's thinking so many things. Now what is happening? The simple thing is he has to offer a flower to Krishna. But his tendency, his material tendency, his conditioning to always stay in touch with material, the karma action, is not allowing him to just decondition himself and express the desire to offer flower to Krishna in a simple, easiest way. Because even if it is not in his garden, there's so many places around. Just pick up one garden, a flower from anywhere and offer it to Krishna. And Krishna will be happy. Because eventually the real master of everything is Krishna. So there is no transgression of following any law. Or he can also go and ask the person who is the gardener, oh, please give me a flower, I want to ask Krishna. I want to give to Krishna. And by Krishna's arrangement, everything will be organized for him. This is how a devotee gradually becomes more and more surrendered unto Krishna and deconditions himself from the sense of doer, that, oh, I have to do it. I am the doer. I am doing it. Unless I am, things will not work. So Śrīla Gosvāmī is saying that gradually this mood should be taken out from our heart, and more of pure, spontaneous surrender should manifest in our heart. So then, jnana. What does it mean by covering bhakti with jnana? Means basically, number one, the knowledge which is aimed at attaining liberation or merging with the Brahman teacher of the Supreme Lord. This is a big problem. Why? Because Śrīla Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma, he has very nicely analyzed these elements, and in his bhajans also he's very nicely expressing. It's not just the external dressed mayavadis who are diseased with this problem, but actually the desire of liberation is deep rooted in each living entity's heart. It's deep rooted. The symptom is every time we are into tension, every time we are into any pressure, every time we are into tensions, we just want to get rid of it. And it may be bhakti. It may be in the middle of parikrama and then, oh, it's just too much. I cannot stay. I have to leave. So what is this? This is desire to get away from problems. Or Gurudev has given any orders and there's so much tension and problems getting out of the orders and, I'm fed up. I cannot get it. So this desire again and again is pulling him out from the performance of bhakti. Whereas that's an opportunity for the devotee to completely sacrifice himself in that service. Krishna is simply giving that opportunity that that person can make advancement. How much he really attains in terms of result doesn't really matter. What really matters is the mood with which, the enthusiasm with which, the determination with which, and the patience with which that devotee has taken on the instructions in his heart. Only these three things count and nothing else. So, in the performance of bhakti, this should be very carefully monitored, that we are not trying to aspire any trace of any change or any aspect of mukti. And then in the higher stage, it is also said that the cultivation of the opulence feature of the Lord, that, oh, He's the maintainer, He's the creator, He's the provider of everything, and He's the Almighty Lord. So He doesn't need anything from us. He is the one who is maintaining us. So this mood actually is not very helpful for nourishment of particular sentiment of bhakti in which the devotee relates to the Lord very intimately, where the Lord is actually hankering to accept service from the devotee. So unless and until that feature that the Lord is all powerful, doesn't need anything, is not taken away from the heart, then this nice mood where Krishna is intimately associating with his devotee will not get the chance to blossom. So this should be also avoided. So first line, anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma denavritam, then anukulyen Krishna anushidanam bhakti ruttama. First word, anukulyen, favorable. Shamana Didi very nicely explained this point, that favorable means it should be for Krishna's well-being. This is the main point. And the example recorded of Mother Yashoda, where Mother Yashoda is breastfeeding Krishna, and then she sees the milk is overboiling, and she puts Krishna aside, and then goes over to save the milk, and Krishna becomes angry. And he's trembling, his legs are trembling, his eyes are becoming red. Oh, and he's so unhappy. First of all, why? Isn't the milk more important than me? Oh, my mother doesn't love me. So many such sentiments are coming in Krishna's heart. But what Mother Yashoda is thinking? Mother Yashoda is thinking, oh, with my breast milk, how much I can really serve Krishna? I cannot make sweets out of that milk. I cannot make so many nice things for Krishna out of it. So I need that milk for Krishna. And not only that, because she's so merciful, and the milk on the other side is crying to be engaged in Krishna's service, and we're saying, oh, the breast milk of Mother Yashoda will never end. So I will never get a chance. So what's the use of my life? And let me give up my life. So he's trying to go in the fire. And Mother Yashoda can sense that, oh, the milk also has the desires of Krishna. So these things are present in the heart of a pure devotee or a sadhguru, that he sees this tendency in the heart of all the living entities, the latent desires to serve Krishna eternally, being his associates. So he fans that desire. He tries to nourish that desire, that Krishna Seva Vasana. He gives that Krishna Seva Vasana, and then he gives the process that how we can nourish this desire to serve Krishna more and more and more, which eventually then goes on to the stages from Shraddha, Bhajanikriya, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then Prince Nirvana, more high stages. So Anukulya here actually goes all the way up from the first fractions, first unit levels of bhakti to the higher stages. Anukulya Krishna Anushilanam. Anushilanam, another important thing. Now, one may claim that, oh, my desires are not unfavorable to Krishna. How? When I'm chanting name, I'm not thinking I want to kill Krishna, I want to kill Krishna, I want to kill Krishna. So, it's not it. When I'm saying, I want to please Krishna, I want to please Krishna, I want to please Krishna. So, just only not having unfavorable desire is not complete. For example, this table here is the platform where Tulsi Devi is residing. So he's being engaged. So it doesn't have any unfavorable mood. But at the same time, there are no symptoms of any positive performance. Anushilan, which is another important point, that one should constantly endeavor to engage oneself through body, mind, and words, and through the spiritual sentiments continuously, and offer them in the service of Krishna. Every atom of one's personality, inside out, every thought of mind, every idea, everything which goes on, should come to a point where it only runs towards Krishna, like a river from the mountain. It's running fast down to the ocean. And there's so many obstacles on the way. There's so many distractions. But the force, the thirst of that stream cannot be stopped. Anything which comes in between, watch to it, it comes along. So similarly, in the heart of the devotee, the desire to serve Krishna, gradually, in the association of the satsangha, it becomes so stronger and stronger and stronger that detachment for all those things which were troubling the devotee naturally, spontaneously, easily vanishes away. All of them. He doesn't see those impediments at all. Everything he starts seeing as favorable for the performance of bhakti. And Srila Bhakti Thakur also, in connection to this verse in Jaya Dharma, is mentioning this point. He said, bhakti is an art. And the devotee who masters this art, who becomes skillful in the art of bhakti, he's so expert that he can be put in any difficult to difficult circumstances or unfavorable situations. He will see them as conducive to the performance of bhakti. And his expression of service to his Lord will have its way. And nothing can stop them. So this is very important. Another point of the word anni, that the performance of these activities should be strictly under the guidance of pure devotees. If it is not under the guidance of pure devotees, then again it will be misleading. And that's why Srila Rupa Goswami also quoted another very famous verse, which is very important. Tannama Rupa Charitani Sukirtanam Shrute Rukmena Rasanam Sine Yoshit Vishkhan Prade Tadam Ragi Janam Rami Kalam Niyat Glam Sitkavideshtam. The essence of all advice which is common to everything, is the guidance of devotees. In the guidance of devotees, chant Harinam. In the guidance of devotees, go and reside in Vrindavan. In the guidance of devotees, read Shastra. In the guidance of devotees, trying to cultivate good devotional service. So then, Anushilanam Bhakti Rasama. Such performance of Bhakti is Uttamam Bhakti.
Thank you. Good explanation. This is bhakti. But it may be that sometimes we are doing bhakti. Oh. This sarup siddha bhakti. But some worldly desire are there. Then what they will be called? If there is no worldly desire, but covered with jnana, karma, yoga and other things, then what it will be called? So, Rupa Goswami has divided bhakti in three parts or three
stages.
First we should know what is pure bhakti, and it is called what in this definition? It is sarup siddha bhakti. But when mixed with jnana, karma or any desire, like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted to please Krishna. And he pleased Krishna. But there was some defect. And what was defect? He pleased Krishna not to please Krishna, to please own self. Understand? To please Krishna, it may be somewhat easy for something worldly gain, for sadhar. But it is very rare to please Krishna to please Krishna. Oh, this is most important thing. Dhruva missed that. He pleased Krishna in only 6 months, which is very rare in Vedic literature anywhere. Only in 6 months. We have heard that so many devotees, like Vasudev, even
Kashyap Aditi, Drondhara,
Balmiki, their study was so long, 60,000 years, more than that. Even Hiranyakashipu, without any taking any water, air or anything, standing on this, fits up, not only one stone. Not taking air even, water even he stopped to take air. This they did. But this is not to please Krishna or to please themselves. To have anything born from him. Hiranyakashipu took boon from Brahma. Also Vasudeva Maharaj took boon from Krishna to others, for others. Dhruva, this was defect in him. He did to please Krishna, but he did for himself. So it is not pure bhakti. What is this? So it may be called not pure bhakti. Kamanamayi bhakti, shakama bhakti. And it may come in the gradation of arop siddha bhakti. What is arop siddha bhakti? Aban Maharaj will explain. What is arop siddha bhakti? What are the symptoms? And what is any Praman, example. Oh, if you are not understanding any doubt, any question, you can ask. This class is like a class. Any student can ask any question to his teachers, and teacher will be very happy. Not that why you question this. Any good teacher becomes happy. But the teachers who are not qualified, if any question, or sit down after class. But you are free to ask any question. But this question should be
approved,
not like hibijibi. Hibijibi, you know. Go on. I could not tell that.
Bhakti kon avasthate onnale sunnam prajojjo hobe ruchite ki nishthate ki ruchite ki
asho. I think this question is not okay, this wrong, not applies,
because does it apply,
your question is not clear.
Does it apply to a conditioned soul, or does one have to be in bhava bhakti in order to,
if there is, he is doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but there is Anyabhilash. Then he may be like Dhruva and others, more wretched than Dhruva. It may be. And it may be.
Isme keval hai jo upar ke do lakshan hain, ye bhav bhakti upar se lagu honge nahi, kyunki wo to andar ki sadhna kar raha hai. To ye shraddha se lekar ke jo sadhak aage ja
raha hai. Pehle se shuru se
shuruat. In semblance of shraddha, it may be. Not transcendental shraddha even. When transcendental Shraddha will come, then he will cross the level of Anyabhilashita. All worldly desire will go automatically. Like sun rises and all kinds
of darkness
go automatically. So, no Anyabhilashita.
So, Gurudev, just now, he discussed about Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. And many traditions of the devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami Pada, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, discussed about Bhakti. And also discussed 81 types of Bhakti. And first, Gurudev also discussed about Shuddha Bhakti, and especially Gurudev explained about this slope of the Panabhilasa Sunnam Kyana Kamartana Pritam Anukulina Krishnanusharanam Bhaktira Uttama. Then Gurudev discussed about Sarusiddha, Sangasiddha, and Arusiddha. So Gurudev, he gave me order to discuss about Arusiddha Bhakti. Aro means attributed bhakti. The bhakti is attributed. That is called Aro Siddha. The endeavors indirectly attributed with qualities of bhakti. That is called Aro Siddha Bhakti. That means which?
Like any example?
Let me just now.
Like, this tree is cow. No, tree is not cow. But you are telling, like, very good example. You saw a donkey. And sometime like, horse. You tell your children, have you seen horses? No. This is horse. So to arrow.
Superimpose.
Go on.
So, endeavors which by nature are not purely constituted of bhakti. This is a given example. So, for his own pleasure, he also something offered to his Ishtadev because he thought if I give something and I will get more benefit. Now I give an example, very nicely example. One person, he was very poor, and once his son was very sick. At that time, he also prayed to Devi Kali, that is the goddess Devi Kali. Oh Devi Kali, if my son will cure, I will give to goat, I will give sacrifice to goats. And that time, after what happened? After 2-3 months, then his son became
cured.
Then what happened? But he did not give to Devi Kali to goats. In his dream, one day Devi Kali told, "Hey! Why did not give me to goat?" That time he told, "Oh my mother, you are called Jagat Janani, that you are called the mother of universe. So how possible? You know, my heart, I can't give anything by a hand and mouth, and I also aunt and also put my belly." You know, that time Devi Kali, the goddess of Kali, she told, "No, no, you should give something." That time he told, "Okay, I will give you 2 parrots. Parrot. At that time, they told, "Okay, you give something. Something is better than nothing." So, what happened? After a few months, but he did not give. After a few months, then Kali also came in his dream and told, "Hey! Why did you not give me? You promised to me to give 2 parrots. First you also told me you will give me 2 goats, but you told me you will give 2 parrots, but you did not give. Why?" And, "Oh, my mother, you are called the goddess, and you are the mother of universe. You know, anyhow, I maintain my life, how possible I give? You know, they will say, no, no, you should give something little better than that." That time he told, "Oh, my mother, I will give 2 butterflies. That time they be told, "Okay, you will give something. Something is better than nothing. Okay, you will give." And that time, after 2 months, he did not give. Then again, Kali also came in his dream. "Hey, why did not give?" He told, "Oh, my mother, you know, I also hard work. I have no time. Day and night, morning to evening, evening to morning, I will engage my hard work. Many children, he and Rudy, maintaining children. Ah, you are doing, mother, always what you are doing, you also are, always open your mouth. And also many butterflies, they are flying here and there, and when you come in front of you and enter your mouth, and what happened? You also close your mouth, then this is
offering.
So offering, this is offering. So he had also Vishwanath Gurudev in his also Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu quoting, he had also explained these things. The fulfillment of his own purpose, the person bhakti, fulfillment of his own purpose, and for not the pleasure of Lord Krishna. This is called the actual, this is what, not Shuddha Bhakti, only attribute. Just now Pundarik Prabhu also gave another example. The, I made one garden, and I offered some flowers to Krishna. Why did I give some flowers? Because Shastra also saying, if you give something, then Krishna will give it with interest more. So for this reason, these are, they are giving. This is not actual Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service. Pure devotional service only for the pleasure for Krishna. Here is the pleasure for the all of his own purpose. So Arasuddha Bhakti means what, attributed something and offering for his own pleasures. Also many others. Explanation. Many things I also explain. Many times Mathura Gurudev also explained many examples. Vanchala Vipa, Sindhu Vipa.
So when there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Swarup Siddha Bhakti is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, all of these things. Especially Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavastraman, Mathurabhas, Srimutti Shraddhayasa. Always in high class of association. Any initiation, chanting name, or telling Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam, or service of Archana of Thakur, and to be in Mathura Vrindavan, the places of Krishna pastimes. These five, very, very strong. If you do a very
small
way, even if there is no offense, then very soon you can attend, oh, high class of Brajaprem. You can attend. But if offense, oh, you cannot. So, like you have made a garden. In 64 kinds of bhakti, or 5 kinds of bhakti, in 3, in 9, in 3, oh, never it is written that gardening is bhakti. Never. But you are doing, oh, you are telling that, oh, the flowers or fruits will be given to, offered to Krishna. For this reason I am dead. So this is like our Siddha Bhakti. Like you are distributing books. Is it written in anywhere in the limbs of bhakti that this is bhakti to distribute book? No. But if you are doing to please Gurudev and to fulfill the desire of our Guru Parampara, you are doing that. By doing so, he may have bhakti. Then it can be counted in bhakti. But, even it is Arup Siddha Bhakti. You see, by fruit, you can conclude by fruit that so many persons, they were first, second in holy this world or in book distribution, and they helped their Gurudev. But where they are now? They have left bhakti. Even their Gurudev, no faith in bhakti, no in faith in Gurudev, no in spirit. Anywhere there, no, even Shraddha is there. So, this is not bhakti. Arup Siddha Bhakti, it may be. Even Arup Siddha Bhakti. So we should see that what we are doing really to please Gurudev, the associates of Krishna, or himself Krishna. And if not, then it is not bhakti. Don't eat for yourself. Don't take breath for yourself. Don't sleep for you. Don't do anything for yourself. Do for what? Whatever you do, you should do to please Krishna. If you are sleeping, you are taking something, eating, but how you can adjust? Oh, very easily you can do. I'm sleeping, that in the morning I will I will awoke and do my all devotional services to chant 3 lakhs Hari name. उनको छोड़ दो जो साधारण है. For general, I am telling. And for high class of devotees, to abuse Krishna is also high class of bhakti.
All activity.
Brahman is thou may not be bhakti, but Gopi is telling, great cheater. What black in
external, internal,
and dhurta.
Cheater.
And so many things they are telling. Lampata even. Very lusty person. See, they can abuse so many things. And Krishna will come, what is he telling? And he will follow them. Not follow them, to follow their dust. That dust may come on my head and I will be satisfied. This is really bhakti. So I'm not telling for them. I'm telling in general way all these things. For sadhak, I am telling, not siddha. So, for siddha, no arop siddha, no sang siddha. Even not sadhan bhakti. What they are doing? They are ragatmik. They are always pleasing Krishna. So, arop siddha, try to give up this bhakti. Try to give up. But one thing, if him laukik karma, shlokta, laukiki, vaidiki, vap kriya jakriyate mune, hari sevanukalyosa kadya bhakti vichata. Worldly desires, worldly things, worldly things. Oh, you can explain the meaning.
लौकिकी वैदिकी वापी यात्रिया कृते मुने हरि सेवान कूले वसा कार्य भक्ति मिच्छता. In this verse, it is described that laukiki means mundane activity, any activity on the material platform. Vaidiki, which is according
to even to lie, tell lie, to cheat others, like we cheating all. To cheat is also bhakti. Krishna cheated so many. To cheat also, to please Krishna. Really too. It should be really. What I am cheating you? I am cheating you. Oh, you should come to Krishna and you'll be always happy. Always happy.
Eternally.
Oh, all your desires will be fulfilled and you will be happy forever. But you should know, the real thing is that, I'm not telling to you. If you are chanting, remember it. And really bhakti will come, then you will be, you are bound to be. And we will be also upset, like gopis. So gopis are telling that we have realized, don't chant the name of black. Never. This is the thing. So you will, at the time of sadhana, then you will be, and when he will,
siddha,
and playing with Krishna, then more you will have to weep like gopis. Always. He will give up you in Vrindavan and he will go to Dwarka and Mathura, and thus you will, oh, weeping. Even you cannot die.
The main problem.
In hope that, in hope only, that, oh, Krishna will come. So I should not be. We should not die. You cannot die, you cannot
alive.
Oh. What to do in dilemma? So, what I was telling you?
So, any other activity which is on the spiritual plane either or in the material plane, as long as that activity is favorable to the performance of bhajan, then the great sages have declared that activity to be bhakti or favorable to bhakti.
So, even what you are doing, you are supporting and nursing your children. It may be bhakti. Because they are part and parcel of Godhead. And he has anyhow, he has come to me. I should help him to be a pure devotee. So this will be pure bhakti. Like Pandava, they are all activities where purest bhakti, more than pure. Shivas Pandit, about all the, almost all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Grihastha. And Mahaprabhu told that for renounce order, sannyasis and brahmachari, they should not have one farthing even. But for them, they should
keep something,
deposit something for their maintenance. He allowed. So, it may be bhakti by that. Mahaprabhu. Then, Sangha Siddha Bhakti. What is Sangha Siddha Bhakti? Madhav Maharaj.
So, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain about Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha means, Sangha means association, Siddha means perfection. If anything get any perfection by association, then it's called Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Just like, as for example, Vaishnavas has so many qualities. Kripalu, Akritabdaha, Satta Sar Samo, Nirdos, Badanna Mridu Sutiya Kinchan, etc., etc. Kripalu means merciful. Vaishnava must be merciful to help others to advance in Krishna consciousness. Akritabdaha, if somebody will envy us to you, you must tolerate. But if someone will envy us towards your Gurudev or criticize your Gurudev, what you will do? Because bona fide Gurudev is incarnation or manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. So if someone will criticize your Gurudev, will you tolerate? No, never. What you will do? For this reason, Vrindavan Das Thakur told, Eto pari hare je papi ninda kare, tabe lathi maro tar sirer upore. If you are powerful, then you can stop him. You can make him speechless by your argument of Shastra, of our scripture. So when Vrindavan Das Thakur explained the glory of Nityananda Prabhu, hearing the glory of Nityananda Prabhu, if someone could not tolerate, Vrindavan told, I am so proud to kick on his head. Like Hanuman, he burned the whole Lanka. So if someone criticizes you, you must tolerate. But for any Vaishnava or especially Gurudev, you must not tolerate. It is not the symptom of Akritabdaha. Satta Sar Sama, you must always speak truth. But you have to know what is truth also. Nirdos Badanna Mridu must be faultless and etc. But main thing is Krishna Ika Saran. If we surrender to Krishna, then we will be bhakti. If not surrender, then this all good quality are not included as a bhakti. There are so many materialistic mundane person or mayavadi, they have also such good qualities. Are their activity called bhakti or sangha siddha bhakti? No, never. So if only Krishna ika saran, how will be? So Prahlad Maharaj has told, Iti pumsar pita Vishnu bhaktis chenna valakkhana kred bhagavata dhatan manni adhita uttamam. So you have to surrender at first. Where? Iti pumsar pita Vishnu. You have to surrender yourself, the lotus feet of Vishnu. Here Vishnu means two Vishnu. One is Ashraya, another is Vishaya. Ashraya means one abode of bhakti, means Guru Pad Padma or bona fide Vaishnav, they are Ashraya Vigraha, Ashraya Vishnu. You are not able to offer yourself, dedicate yourself the lotus feet of Krishna directly. You have to go through proper process. So if you are Krishna Ika Saran, and with Krishna Ika Saran, if previous qualities included that previous quality must be granted as a Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Just like giving another example to make you understand. Just like day after tomorrow will be initiation and fire sacrifice. For fire sacrifice, bricks, sand, wood, ghee, kush grass, some colors, and coconut, 5 kind of grains, etc. are needed. Is it fire sacrifice? Unless until you not invite fire, and you have to offer with Vedic mantra, like Ingurave Swaha, Krishnaya Swaha, Kavaye Swaha, Havaye Swaha, etc., etc. When you are offering, that is fire sacrifice. But for that, all these things also needed. When that bricks, sands, woods, ghee, etc. will included with this fire sacrifice, that also they will be get perfection as a fire sacrifice. If it separate, not with fire sacrifice, if you make a heap of sand or wood, it will not be fire sacrifice. Unless until you not utter Vedic mantra as a swaha, it will not be fire sacrifice. So, any devotion, anything, when it will be Krishna Ika Saran or for Krishna, and who will help him, they will be granted as a Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Otherwise, not. Hare Krishna. Panchakam Bhagavad Gita.
Very easy example. Oh, outsider animal. Or today, from broadcasting department, oh, they were speaking with me that, oh, a very good but gathering of all the devotees is going on. We have heard and we are very happy. So for outsiders, oh, we are a pure devotee. All here. But among us, how many are pure devotees? It may be that even a person who has not even beginning ABCD of devotion, and he is here, even not taking tulasi, nothing, he does not utter Krishna or Krishna name or anything. He does not know about Krishna, but he, in curiosity, he has come here. But for outsider, all the pure devotees are here and discussing about Krishna Hari Katha. They will tell. So if that person is with devotee, he will be also called devotee. And if he is out of this council, anyone cannot tell him. So in a Sangha of pure devotees, if you anything is done, then it is Sangha Siddha. Otherwise not Sangha Siddha. What is the conclusion? Conclusion is that you should know pure bhakti, sarup siddha bhakti, anya abhilashita sunyam, and anukullena krishna anushilanam. Now Mahaprabhu heard all these things. And then he told, iho bhajya age kaha ar. Sarvadharman patyajya, he has told, but he rejected. So he rejected two slokas of Gita. And then he told that you should advance, you should tell anything more. And then he told, Kyan Misra Bhakti Sadhya Sar. And for this he told, Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma Nasochati Nakanchati Samasarvesh Bhute Sumad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Oh, Shyamran, what is the meaning? Krishna is telling to Arjun for this, Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma.
Brahma Bhutaha Prasannatma. Krishna is explaining to Arjuna, a person who is on the platform of Brahma Bhutaha, that is, he knows that he's not this material body, and other beings are also not their bodies. The ant is not his body, the tree is not his body, I'm not this body. But we're all Brahma, we're all spirit. So such a person has no need then for anything to enjoy in this material world. If I know I'm not this sweater with pockets, then I know I won't have to get anything to put in my pockets as food, because I don't identify the sweater as myself. So a person who's on the platform of spirit, who knows that everything and everyone is ultimately Brahman, everyone is ultimately Brahman, he has no lamentation for any loss. He doesn't identify himself as matter, so if matter comes to him, if there's some gain, he doesn't consider it his gain, and if matter goes away, if he loses all his money, he doesn't consider it a loss. So it has a good aspect to be Brahma Bhutaha, but it also has some imperfection. That is, there's no conception that I am part and parcel Brahman of the Supreme Brahman, Krishna, and I am his servant. Simply there's knowledge of Brahman. and then it says prasanatma. That means that the atma is happy. But that happiness is only thought of to be happiness before that person meets a pure devotee. The example is given in Jiva Dharma of Sannyasi Thakur. He was a Paramahamsa in Brahma Bhuta. He understood that everything is Brahman. There's no difference between God and a living entity. And there was some thought that I am happy. But when he saw one Vaishnava experiencing ecstatic symptoms by chanting the holy name of the Lord and weeping and crying and rolling on the earth, for one second he experienced some real happiness, and then he realized that his so-called prasanatma was not real. So if such a person, because he has detachment from the material world, that's his good credit. And when he comes into sadhusanga by touch of a pure devotee, then he can very easily, if he's not offensive, he can very easily experience real happiness by understanding his servitude to Krishna.
Thank you. I will explain it tomorrow in an easy way that all can understand. Today's time over. So Gaur Premanante. Oh, you.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, some devotees has requested for initiation. Initiation will be day after tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. So whoever requested for initiation, tomorrow about 10 a.m. they will come to Gurudev's Bhajan Kuti and they will register their name under guidance of Bhat Maharaj and Sri Balsamananda Prabhu and Jiva Prabhu will be there. They will register your name. And day after tomorrow will be fire sacrifice about 10 a.m. So whoever requested for initiation, I am requesting them, they must come tomorrow 9:30 or 10 a.m. to register their name with Bhat Maharaj under guidance of Bhat Maharaj. Samananda Guru and Jiva Guru will do that. Hare Krishna. And whoever desire initiation, they must be recommended by any local devotee. Because we live in India, we don't know. So who knows them? They must be recommended by any devotee. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. There is a request to people who have not paid yet, please to pay to Gopinadasi or to Yashodaji. Thank you very much. And we have also a request for Sunday morning. When we are leaving here, it's 9 a.m. in the morning. So request is to bring the key back to Yashodaji and to clean up your room. Please, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thus ends the class on the 26th of June 2002 in the evening in Holland. Hare Krishna.